Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Just released today, the most sinful cities in the United States of America, and we have rich people coming up with your guess is as good as mine.
Rich people.
In the meantime, our question, either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Meredith. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So my story is my cousin and I decided to go vegetarian after an acid trip at Lollapalooza.
So I know acid takes people down different paths. Maybe there's new things you want to try. But how long did you stick with the vegetarian diet?
I actually stayed with it for about 15 years. And my cousin is still vegetarian, actually. And this was 30-some-odd years ago.
What happened during the trip where both of you came down from this, or was it during the trip, and you agreed, you know what, man, let's give up meat?
It was actually during the trip, and we're walking around Lollapalooza. And, you know, they sell those giant turkey leg things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're walking around, and there's bones all over the ground, and people are gnawing on these crazy-ass bones, and it was kind of scary.
Yeah.
And we just thought, oh, my God, are they going to eat us? And so that kind of tripped us out. And then we went over by where they were selling the corn on the cobs, you know? And they were, the corn cobs on the ground, they looked so benign and natural and peaceful, so... Yeah, I guess that kind of triggered our decision to stop eating meat.
Well, in all fairness, man, back then, there wasn't as many vegetarian options. Even if you were to go
for
fake
sure.
meat or whatever and that stuff is, and it wasn't very good. It was the worst of the worst. But did you lose weight? Did you feel better? Did you like the lifestyle better?
I mean, I can't say I was a terribly healthy vegetarian. I ate a lot of pasta and cheese sauce, you know.
Okay.
So. Yeah, well, hell, when BJ was a vegetarian, he'd walk around here eating a candy bar and a bag of chips.
Because it wasn't made out of meat. Right, but it wasn't healthy. So what got you back to the world of the carnivore? Like, what was the thing where you finally said, I got to eat this?
It was actually when I had children and my son was very adamant that he was not a vegetarian. He was going to eat meat.
He's going to eat hot dogs.
Yeah, all right.
So what was your first bite
chicken
at?
Nugget.
Dinosaur chicken nugget?
No, actually, we went a really strange opposite way and started raising our own meat after that.
So you went on a trip. You see all these bones. It comes crashing home just how crazy that concept is when you think about it like that. You go vegetarian for 15 years. Then when you go back to meat, you're like, hell, I want to know them beginning to end.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, I respect that.
There's an ethical, obviously there's ethics behind it, but I know a lot of people who do it for health reasons.
Sure.
But they also, man, they'll tell you, they'll break down every once in a while. And it's not even breaking down. I think if the majority of the time that you stick with that diet, then like a cheat meal, if you want to do it, now it might really mess your stomach up for that night.
But it's worth it.
But like, you know, like Migs will say.
Migs, brisket.
He's down in Austin, man. He's going to take a bite of brisket.
But I love how he says that. He's like, well, I'm a vegetarian. Unless you have brisket. I'm like, I respect that. So you eat healthy most, and it shows on him.
I had a buddy, man. He was, his diet was unbelievable, but he had to have pepperoni pizza. If he was going to have pepperoni, that was his thing. He never ate hamburgers. He didn't eat any of it. But if he wanted a piece of pizza, he was going to eat pepperoni pizza.
And see, I'm the opposite. I don't eat vegetables. But if I'm going to eat vegetables, it's probably going to be on a fajita, and I'll eat the peppers.
Yeah, or a cheesesteak.
Or, oh, man, yeah, cheesesteak, that is very important. That's where their place is. Or your little bits of celery that you insist on including in your chicken salad.
When my wife and I started dating, she, of course, was a vegan through the dating process. But she was one of those vegans where it's like, I know you're coming back around. It's okay. We had talked about it. And then at one point, she ended up at a party that we were at over at the Met.
All right.
Yeah. And so I cut off a little slice of steak, and I said, I'm going to put this piece of steak on the edge of my plate and turn and talk to the person to my right. Whatever happens to that bite happens to that bite. And I turn around, got into conversation, I turn back around, that bite is gone. Yes, and my wife is going, oh my God, that was amazing.
Either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence? 206-803-ROCK.
Side note, what did she order at them? Did she like mashed potatoes and asparagus?
It was later determined, was not supposed to be there. And we found that out as soon as we walked through the door, and she was the only one that was a plus one that was there.
Oh.
So she sat behind me and just clammed up and didn't do a damn thing, and I just kept feeding her little sides the entire time.
I'd say it's one thing, you can go to a steakhouse and get a vegetarian meal, but if you say you're vegan, it's like, hey man, I mean, like, we can't help you. Even the asparagus is in butter.
Yeah, I got to talk it to after that one.
Yeah
vegan.
Vegan's tough. Vegan is tough, man. And
we made some friends with two dudes at that F1 race in Austin.
Yeah.
Because the race has just ended, and most people go down, and you can see them do the trophies. My buddy's in the air-conditioned little lounge. Said, I'm going to go get a drink with him in the AC. And I hear him go, the only option's popcorn. And we just start BS with the guy. The guys were awesome. They ended up meeting us at a bar in Austin and buying us a bunch of drinks. But the one guy was like,
popcorn was it?
I mean, if you wanted, earlier in the day, you could have gone out to where all the food vendors were.
Sure.
And I'm sure there was option. But the race had ended. So now it's just, in this area, giant bar.
Yeah.
So you could drink all you want. But the options were like popcorn, chicken sandwich, hot dog.
I just want to throw this out to people. If you are vegan, good on you. Don't visit Texas unless you bring your own food. The labs are what now? Mm-hmm. Everything we have is our corn.
The greens have lard.
Made of meat. Yeah, everything.
I mean, I got made fun of as I got a lamb bowl.
Why did it make funny? Lamb's
because it's Texas. It wasn't beef.
Yeah. That's how Texas rolls. Did you want a beef tomato?
They probably don't even eat bacon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, Caleb. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So the story goes back to about 2012. I was in the Marine Corps. I'd been in like a little less than a year. And I was temporarily stationed on Pensacola, Florida, on a naval station. I was there for air traffic control school. And
You guys blow those planes up and down the beach all day.
Pensacola is kind of awesome,
day,
I will say.
If you don't have to live there, yes.
Yeah, Pensacola was fun if you don't have to live there. It's a really raunchy party town to me. So me and a few sailors that were in my class decided to get a hotel room out in town for the weekend just to go to the bars and hang out and see what's up. So we ended up getting the hotel room. We go out to the bar. Obviously, we get pretty tore up. Sailors can drink. They say Marines can drink, but sailors can really put some back. So at some point in the night, I have this deal where I'm a functioning blackout drunk, so I'll just be blackout for hours just on autopilot. So we get back to the hotel, and I'm not ready to call it a night yet. So I walked back to the bar that we, I guess the last bar that we came from. And the next thing I remember is waking up at in a used car lot in a minivan.
In the minivan.
I was in the passenger seat of a minivan in a used car lot. So I guess at some point I got tired of walking and decided to figure out a warmer place to sleep. And I got woke up by the car salesman trying to show this family of four this minivan.
What time was it?
Probably 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
If you're in the Marine Corps, that has to be jarring that you even slept in until 9:30.
So you never made it back to the bar that you were intending to walk back to?
No, I think I made it back to the bar, but then I was walking back to the hotel for the second time.
Just so you know, they didn't sell that minivan to that family. But that is
I would hope not. I wouldn't think they would.
So
I may have even peed a little bit.
Oh damn.
Was everyone still passed out when you go back to the hotel room?
Yeah, everybody was still passed out. Yeah, and they were like, "Well, where were you?" And I was like, "Man, you guys don't even want to know."
What did the salesman say after you woke up? Was he like, "I'm calling the cops"? Was he just like, "Just get out of here"?
No, they were chill. Like I got out of the van and I apologized and I just started walking just in the direction of the hotel.
You know what?
A brisk walk.
It helped that you're in Florida, mm-hmm. in Pensacola in particular. You said you're an air traffic control school. So what are some things we don't know? Like how many hours is one shift? How many breaks do you get? And on average, like how many planes are you seeing on radar screen?
So for the school, you don't actually control any air traffic, but the school is, it's one of the hardest schools in the military. The attrition rate for that school is like 60 to 75%, so more than half of the people that I started with did not make it through, just because it's so long, it's just so much book work to it. But I did make it through. I made it to, actually got stationed in Arizona at just a Marine Corps air station in Arizona, and it's the only military and international airport.
Oh wow! So okay, so you can work commercially if you want.
I wouldn't, but I could. Honestly, like what happened to me a couple years into the fleet, a couple years into doing that, I was 20 years old and I showed up late to work one day, and I told them that I had a little bit too much to drink that night, and they were like, "Nah, you can't do that." So they popped me with underage drinking, and I had to switch jobs completely because you can't have any alcohol related incidents in that field.
I'm glad that is the case.
Yeah, very good thing.
How long does it take if you wanted to do the process now and be a commercial, air traffic controller? How many years?
I'm not even sure, honestly.
I thought it was like five or six years of being like an apprentice.
I think my question is, and honestly, at least from your point of view, I know you can't speak for everyone, but what is your motivation to do that job? It's one thing to say you do it, and to everyone else, it sounds cool. But as I've gotten older and you understand the reality of everything that's going on there, just the number of planes and how potentially dangerous it could all be, like, that's the last job on earth I would want.
I mean, the money obviously is probably the number one motivator for a lot of people. Like, nobody really wants the most stressful job in the country unless they're going to get paid for it. So I could see people wanting to get paid for it, but at one point in time, it was the highest suicide rate of any profession.
Wow.
Jesus. Wow. God, man. Okay. Yeah. That's a sales pitch right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, money must be legit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.